We set up a program. It's called a convalescent plasma program. What that allows us to do is, through our database of COVID positive patients that have recovered, we reach out to these patients and ask them whether they're willing to donate their plasma. And the idea behind that is that that plasma of patients that have recovered is full of COVID-specific antibodies that, when infused in a patient with COVID infection without antibodies, helps that patient fight off the virus. That's the program, and we've been able to start it, set it up, and treat our first patient. It's early to say because it's an N of one, but the patient has improved dramatically within 3 days. So we're very happy. Yeah, so this is not new. It's brought up every time that we have an emerging new disease, infectious disease. It's been used for viruses, it's been used for bacterial diseases for which we've had neither a treatment nor a vaccine. The first time it was described was in the 1800s, and we used it for the first time clinically against the Spanish flu in 1918. We've also used it against Ebola, against H1N1, MERS, and other forms of influenza. No, it's very simple. It's just a regular blood donation. So anybody can donate, and it doesn't matter what kind of blood type or blood group you are. As long as you've had the disease and you have been symptom-free for at least 2 weeks, this is what happens. We call patients that we know have had the disease for more than 2 or 3 weeks, and we ask them, "Are you feeling okay?" They say yes. And then we ask them, "How long have you been symptom-free? Has it been more than 2 weeks?" They say yes. At that point, what we do is we offer to go to their home or for them to go to one of our sites and get tested. And if they test negative, then we ask them whether or not they'd be willing to donate. Yeah, that's a hard question to answer. I know that we're stockpiling, we're building our stock. I think the easier answer would be to say that should we have more patients that are sick enough to receive this treatment, we would be able to treat them. Of course, not as long as we don't run into a situation similar to what happened in New York, which I don't think we will here. It's not too bad, thank the good Lord. We've been having around 9 to 14 patients every day in the hospital with COVID, of which about 8 to 9 are in the intensive care unit. We've been able to send several patients home. We've been able to take several patients off the ventilator and recover them. We've had a very minimal number of deaths. So what I can tell you at TGH is that we're very well positioned to treat our patients. We have plenty of PPEs. We have good numbers of ventilators. We're very well organized. We've sectioned off complete area, several units of the hospital just dedicated to treat these patients in a negative pressure environment, which makes it safer for everyone. And we've been able to deal very comfortably with our caseload so far. Hopefully, it'll stay that way.